Thank you for calling Arkansas Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Sure. My name is Brian Roberts.
You said Brian?
Yeah, B-R-Y-A-N.
Hi, Brian. How can I assist you today?
I'm just calling with hopes of figuring out if you have an update or something. But the I recently got connected to the fiber here in Rhinebeck, and today, for some reason, it is working intermittently and very slowly. So I don't know if there's any information you have about that, like what's going on or when I might expect it to be back up and running. But I work from home, so it's a little tricky for me to have the internet not working well.
All right, no problem. I'd be more than happy to check on your internet for you. Did you call recently?
I just called now, but not prior.
Okay, give me a moment, please.
I did recently. I went online and submitted a trouble ticket.
So that
I did just recently. But now I'm calling for good measure.
Yeah, I saw the ticket, and I was just wondering if you did speak to someone. Just give me a moment, please. Let me just take a look on your account. All right. Could you let me know your service address, please?
There's 25 North Parsonage Street. That's in Rhinebeck, New York.
What speed? And what speed internet do you have with us?
What internet do I have with you?
What speed internet?
Oh, what speed? I actually don't know off the top of my head exactly what I signed up for, but I can.
That's okay. I'll just ask a different verification question. Could I get the email address and the phone number and info?
Yeah, sure. Email address is bthelyon@gmail.com. And the phone number is 845-853-5029.
Okay, thank you for that information. And how long have you been having this problem?
I only noticed it today, but it's been, at least a few hours, maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
Maybe it was present prior. I don't know. I just didn't notice it before.
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking on. It shows that you have chronic poor Wi-Fi coverage. So you're not. Are you able to load websites?
No.
What are the problems that you're having?
I'm having to run hotspots through my phone right now because everything's working so slowly. So if I'm very patient, websites, I'll either get a notification the page can't load, or if I wait and wait and wait, eventually it will load. I did do like the speed test online, and it's showing at that point in time, it was showing a download speed of 8.4 megabytes per second and an upload speed of 1.98 megabytes per second.
Yeah, that needs to be checked on. Give me a moment, please. And this is out of the ordinary because you have the service from June and today you're having this problem.
Oh, no, I've actually only had the service for about a week. Like it was August 1st.
Oh, it was fully installed in August 1st.
So I guess, yeah. They ran the lines recently, so I was one of the first ones to sign up. And they're actually, the guys are all outside today, like connecting more houses and running tar over the roads where they laid the line. So it's pretty fresh.
Okay. And did you try to restart the modem and the router?
No, I didn't. I figured you'd probably tell me to do that, but I just called to see if
yeah,
it was
because
an issue.
I'm looking on your home pass. It says that you have chronic poor Wi-Fi coverage. It's showing that the gateway might be blocked by a metal placed near any mirrors, or there's a thick construction material that is affecting the Wi-Fi signal.
I don't know. It's right on a shelf in the living room. So I'm not sure why I'd have a
Is
chronic issue, but
today the first day that you're working from home with the internet?
nope. I've been here since it got connected, although actually I was out of town last week, but so I wasn't working all last week from home. But this is the first day that I've noticed this chronically slow connection.
Okay.
I've been here.
I just wanted to know if it's a case that once you got the service, it has been slow or it just has been.
No, I did a speed test shortly after it was connected, and I mean I was like off the charts fast with download and upload speed, so something definitely changed.
Oh, okay. How big is your home?
The home's like 1,500 square feet.
Okay, that's reasonable. So I did check to see the speeds that we're sending to the modem. Currently, we are sending the download of 1,029 megabytes per second and upload 1,052 megabytes per second. What I'm gonna do is we're gonna turn it off and turn it back on.
Okay.
So I'm going to reboot it for you. Just
Great.
give me a moment, please. Right. So I'm going to go ahead and have it rebooted. You should see it turned off. Just let me know once it is back on, all right?
Okay. I'll go put my eyes on the equipment.
You know, because everything else seems okay. I just might need to restart. If not, then I'm going to have your ticket escalated for you to have someone from the IT department reach out to you, okay?
Okay. Still waiting here.
Is it coming up back now?
Yep. It'll still maintain the same network name, right?
Yeah, I just only rebooted it. Just did a manual reboot.
Okay.
All right, so whenever it is up, just try to see if you're able to use the internet.
Will you still not? Oh, here we go.
It's showing that your laptop that's connected.
Yeah, exactly. Give me one second here. Right. I'm on the internet, but it's still working quite slowly.
Pretty slow.
Yeah, I mean, I just reinitiated the speed test and it's showing 6.9 megabytes per second download speed.
Oh, give me a moment, please. Yeah, it's. Do you have the HomePass app?
I do, yeah.
All right. If you do look under devices, where is it showing your laptop? I think this is the Jeffries MVP.
Oh,
It is.
that's actually my mate's device, Jeffrey's device.
Oh, okay. Well, for the Brian's error, it shows that there's a fair connection. Yeah, I think I need to have this escalated for you because you said that you're still getting speeds up to 6 megabytes per second, right?
Yeah, download speeds. It didn't even register an upload speed. It came back as zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's for the download?
Sorry, that was the upload speed.
The upload,
Was zero.
zero?
Down. Yeah, it came back as zero. Download speed 6.9, but the upload came back as zero.
All right, no problem. So I'm gonna have this escalated for you. I'm gonna also reach out to the team, let them know that you're working from home so that they could take a look at this urgently. Maybe we do need to, if they're not able to do anything for you, we would try and send someone out just to see what they're able to do. All right.
Okay. Should I expect the call or?
Yeah, so just expect a call. As I said, I'm going to get it escalated. So within a couple hours, you should get a call or an update, or the speed should be back up and running. Because in the case that they're not able to do anything on their end, we'll just give you a call just to see if we can send a technician out at the area.
Okay. Should I do anything else on my end, like unplug and,
Yeah,
the
you
motor?
can. Definitely,
Try
you can.
that. Okay. All right. I'll try that in the meantime.
Once you do plug out and plug back, try to always plug back in. As I said before, we're going to have it escalated, so the team would be looking at it as well. But yeah, you.
I'll do it right now, and then I'll leave it alone.
All right, no problem. And
All right.
I'll update that ticket for you. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
I don't think so. I'll just await the update.
All right, no problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Okay. Thanks.